Opitz, Opitz and Eisner met again to discuss the situation and talked about various face-saving possibilities, including Opitz's suggestions that he remain on the Disney board and work as a consultant to complete the Sony Records deal. Eisner agreed to Opitz's requests, but the next day he changed his mind. "I thought that was stupid, like staying on the board. All these requests came up, which I thought were ridiculous. I was absolutely committed to not giving him one dime more than we were contractually obligated to." Both Eisner and Opitz were in New York for the rest of that week. Opitz for a meeting of the Council on Foreign Relations and to escort Penny Marshall to the premiere of her new film for Disney, The Preacher's Wife. Henry Kissinger and he were co-hosting a lunch for Rune Arledge, the legendary head of ABC Sports. On December 11, Eisner summoned Opitz to a late-night meeting at his mother's apartment in the Pierre Hotel. When Opitz arrived, he showed him a press release announcing his resignation by mutual consent. Confronted in writing with the fact that he was being fired, Opitz was stunned. Everything had been building to this moment, but just 13 days until Christmas and 2 days before his birthday, Opitz still thought he'd have another chance to present his case. The rest of the meeting passed in a blur for Opitz. "I was on autopilot, just fighting for my life," he later said. Nor did Eisner recall the substance of their discussion that night. He remembered only that he stressed public relations. "Kind of like, let's say nice things about each other. We will play up the friendship thing." Opitz did vividly remember one thing. At the end of the discussion, Eisner said he still wanted to be friends, that he hoped this wouldn't affect their personal relationship. Eisner said that he and Jane were still looking forward to hosting a 50th birthday party for Opitz in Los Angeles just 2 days later. Opitz stared at him, incredulous. Opitz left the Pierre at 1 a.m. and walked the short distance to his New York apartment at Metropolitan Tower on 57th Street. When he got there, a letter had already been hand-delivered to him, confirming the terms of his separation from Disney. It was especially galling that it was signed by Sandy Litvak. "It blew me away," Opitz recalled. "I was just amazed that Litvak sent this letter. It was just like poetic justice that it was he who signed this letter. I had always said to Eisner that if he wanted to do something or say something to me, say it to my face and not to write letters to people and talk to board members and go behind my back and tell people who report to me to report to him and not to do what I say and undermine any little authority that I had. I was torn inside. The fact that I got fired, or whatever you want to call it, the fact that Litvak wanted my job and was very public about it, the fact that Eisner, who I considered my best friend and I trusted, and he betrayed me, the fact of the things he did to me when I left, are mind-boggling." After a sleepless night, Opitz flew to Los Angeles, gathered members of his family, and retreated to Aspen. Judy was devastated, worried about her husband's well-being, her friendship with Jane Eisner shattered. Opitz spent his 50th birthday alone with his family. He didn't want to see or talk to anyone. He had never felt so humiliated, such a failure. For the first time in years, the Opitzes did not join the Eisner family for the Christmas holiday.